Friends, it has been a week, and we've lost a couple of people who really were powerful cultural influences for the good in many, many ways. And I'm thinking, of course, of Kate Spade and Anthony Boudrain. And I want to reflect a little bit particularly about Anthony Boudrain because he was personally a significant person in my life. But I also want to connect it with the Hebrew root system and Moses and where we are at this crisis of suicide in our life, in our society, in our country. So as many of you know, before I became a rabbi and tried to feed your souls, I was a chef and tried to feed your bodies. And the chef world is a crazy, crazy business. It's the only industry I can think of where you will have people who just got out of prison or just getting about to head into prison, working side by side, elbow to elbow, with someone with a PhD in French literature and a PhD in esoteric European philosophy. That is the power of food to unite, and it really exposed me to so many different types of people. And Anthony Boudrain sort of came on the national scene when he first wrote a book called Kitchen Confidential, which I read when it barely had hit the shelves. A friend of mine who's a chef said, read this book. And if you've ever been in that world, it is one of the funniest things you could ever read. And Laura remembers me literally cackling like I don't know what and falling off the sofa repeatedly as I read this book. This was a man who had this remarkable ability to tell the truth, even the unpleasant truth, about what happens in the restaurant world and have it touch you and move you and illuminate you all at once. And I think so much of his life and his career, I was reading online someone really talking about that, about how he was a truth teller in his own sphere and kept going. And Kate Spade, for her part, was someone who took the world of high fashion and said, I want to provide this access to everyone because things of beauty enliven our life also, right? We want to concentrate on the world of spirit, but beautiful objects sometimes can help connect us to God in the way that this remarkable space looking out at God's world does that for us as well. And so many losses, so many unnecessary losses of people who must feel so detached, so much pain, so much anxiety that separates them one from another. And in this week's Torah portion of Shlach Lecha, we have episode and episode of the way in which is that detachment. This is where the scouts go into the land of Israel, but can only see their own fear and are detached from what God commands of them and separate. But I told you I wanted to speak about Hebrew verbs because I think it will highlight something remarkable about this parsha. And I want to go to the word that we all know, amen. Everyone know that word? So what does amen mean? Anyone want to take a guess? Yeah, sort of so be it, or I sort of give my consent along with that. Well, so for a long time we thought that Hebrew was sort of a three-letter root system, that every word had three roots, and that longer words came out of it. For example, the word emunah, or faith, or steadfastness, is based on that root amen. But an older version that came back and now seems to be correct is that the Hebrew language in its origins is a two-root system, a two-letter root, and that words that have the same first two letters and then an additional letter are somehow related and amplify a theme. So like the word pei resh refers to like power, breaking things open. So you've got pered where we separated, para, where you're like a wild person, para with an aleph instead, where your hair is like blowing in the wind in all directions, parrots, where you're bursting forth for something. So why am I giving us this Hebrew lesson? because the two-letter root for faith and consent is Aleph Mem, M, mother. And the basic unit of trust and of truthfulness, Emet, which also comes from that, begins with our mothers, who, when they are loving and caring, are there and present and trustworthy and dependable and steadfast. They are the people we turn to with our questions. And we know from psychology and good attachment theory that people who are blessed with that loving early relationship tend to do so much better throughout their lives. Aim, Emunah, Amen. Well, this is a parsha in which there is a loss of that sense of security in the world with the miraglim, with the scouts, but not just with the scouts, but with Moses also, who at times feels the weight of leadership. And he says something rather beautifully that connects us back to mother. Vayomer Moshe el Adonai, lama ha'ayota le'abdecha ha'anochi hariti et kol ha'am hazeh. God, why are you being so harsh, so dealing ill with your servant? Am I the one who was pregnant with this nation, who bore them? And what Moses is really saying, God, I'm not the parent here. You're the parent. And God, remarkably, provides him with that sense of steadfastness, of emunah, and says, speak to the elders and pick 70 elders out. I'm going to help delegate. I'm going to make sure you have the support and the love and all that you need to get through the challenges that life presents to each of us. We live in an age of tremendous anxiety and depression and opioid addiction. And so much of it comes because our basic connections to one another are shattered or broken apart. And that bedrock faith that lets us know that we can depend on one another, that we are loved, and that our lives matter is missing for far too many people. And that is a busha. That is a shame and a stain on us, on our community, on our country, on the soul of this nation. I'd like to say, like God, that we're the answer, that we can be those elders. And I'd like to think that's what religious institutions are about, along with other very important social institutions. They are places where we meet one another, where we come to learn who we are and form those relationships. And like any relationship with our parents, it's not going to be perfect, but we need more places like this. And so when I think about Kate Spade and Anthony Boudrain, people who on the outside had everything, every gift that society says is important, money and fame and meaningful work, and yet still had so much pain that they couldn't carry on their own. Let's go out and try to be a little more loving and caring to the people we meet. That is something in which we can all say amen and give our emunah to. And in that way, we can each be an em, a mother to the world, a world so desperately in need of that kindness. Shabbat shalom.